Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, Israel enjoys clear skies with warm temperatures across major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a perfect day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF killed a Hamas terrorist involved in the October 7 attack on Nahal Oz. This comes from JNS in the past hour. Also, Uzi Rabi stated that Lebanon understands what it must do to endure. This analysis is from Mariv a short time ago, also this hour. The Shin Bet's media unit faces upheaval as its spokeswoman resigns abruptly, according to Ynet. Separately, Israel-Lebanon talks aim for peace without acknowledging Hezbollah, as reported by I-24 News earlier today. And finally, a controversial claim about Israel training dogs to rape prisoners gains traction in mainstream media, as detailed by Forward from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English, posting an hour ago, reports that Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi stated the Global South must dismantle the West's false sense of superiority. Jonathan Conricus, a commentator on Israeli affairs, notes that good news about Israeli diplomatic advances is expected as elections approach. He posted this insight earlier today. Joe Truesman, a defense analyst, highlighted that Israel's Ministry of Defense will enhance the F-35 Adir fighter jet's range through a $34 million contract. This development was shared 2 hours ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's operation, JNS reports that the recent strike eliminated Hamza Sharabasi, a key figure in the October 7 attack on Nahal Oz, along with another Nukba gunman. This action underscores Israel's ongoing efforts to dismantle Hamas's operational capabilities. The incident signals increased tensions in the region, affecting security and peace prospects. Turning to Lebanon, Professor Uzi Rabi, as cited by Mariv, provides insight into Lebanon's self-preservation strategies amidst regional turmoil. He cautions against simplifying Hezbollah's role in these dynamics. Lebanon's stability remains a delicate balance, impacting its neighbors and regional diplomacy. Meanwhile, Ynet reveals upheaval within Shin Bet as its spokeswoman resigns following the departure of the communications branch's leader. This internal instability raises concerns about the agency's public engagement strategy. The implications could affect national security communication. In related developments, I-24 News highlights that Israel-Lebanon peace talks proceed with a dual focus. The objective is to maintain peace efforts while countering Hezbollah's influence. These talks could redefine regional alliances and peace dynamics. Finally, Forward reports on a controversial narrative alleging Israel's use of dogs against prisoners, which has gained mainstream attention. This claim impacts Israel's international image and could influence public opinion and diplomatic relations. On the economic front, first, ahead of Shavuot, traditional products like cheeses and cakes are leading sales, as reported by Mariv Business earlier today. Retailers and dairies gear up for increased demand. Separately, CTEC notes that despite challenging headlines and political unrest, Israeli high-tech continues to thrive. This was emphasized at the MindTech New York conference. And finally, Walla Business reports that the U.S. Army has purchased drone defense systems from Israel's Smart Shooter for $10.7 million. This deal enhances Israel's defense industry presence in the U.S. market. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 12 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.